Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave. Thanks for that dramatic introduction.
Indeed. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. We have a dramatic story to start with, and that is that apparently there's a serial arsonist in Schenectady who has yet to be caught.
A serial arsonist is on the move in Schenectady. City firefighters doused as many as 6 fires Tuesday in alleyways located in the city's Upper Union Street neighborhood. Firefighters described the fires as small, nuisance-type fires, bags of rubbish, bags of leaves, and personal belongings. Firefighters are still looking for suspect or suspects.
Any information for how to get in touch if someone sees or knows anything?
Well, the Schenectady Fire Department will take any and all calls on people who have seen or heard or smelled anything in their neighborhoods.
From there, let's talk about Capital Region businessman John Cole of Clifton Park. What happened in this case?
John W. Cole of Clifton Park lost his final appeal on Tuesday before the State Court of Appeals. He was convicted in 2018 of assault and impaired driving after a March 2017 crash left one of his passengers paralyzed from the waist down. He will surrender Wednesday to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence. Cole, 54, was known in the area as the owner of a chain of auto collision shops.
From that story to the Niskayuna Co-op Food Market. It's been in existence since 1943, I see, and they've pretty much kept their membership at $5 for 76 years. I'm afraid that's about to change.
Well, it might change, Dave. The co-op, again, has been operating in the town since 1943, the World War II years. The co-op will hold its biannual membership meeting on Monday at Niskayuna Town Hall, and members will vote whether to increase the membership fee from $5 to $25.
Holidays often bring an afternoon filled with sports, so let's end it here. Gloversville will be without a girls' varsity basketball team this season.
Gloversville announced on Tuesday that they will not field a girls' varsity basketball team this season. "Our numbers don't dictate us having a varsity program," said Athletic Director Mike DeMagistris. DeMagistris said that while Gloversville has students who want to play basketball, not enough are prepared for the rigors of the varsity level. Gloversville, a member of the Foothills Council, will have a junior varsity girls basketball team this season, as well as 2 modified teams.
He is Jeff Wilkin, longtime veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jeff, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good to me, Dave. Thanks.